ربنا
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You're listening to the program Bridge on RIB English Radio with Sheikh Al-Musavi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir la'inir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajhum. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program Bridge. We are looking at supplication number 8, verse number 1, and vice number 2 in Sahifa al-Sajjadiyyah for Imam Ali ibn Hussein Zain al-Abidin alayhi salamullah. Anger, we said, it's a vice, it's a problem, it's a disease. We need to get rid of it, we need to fix it, we need to cure it, and get it out of our system. So we're looking at ways we can cure it. The ulama of akhlaq, the mystics, or those who are teaching ethics and morality, they say that there are three stages that we need to go on about treating anger. The first stage is what they call ma qablu al-ghadab, that which is before anger. So before a person gets angry, he needs to have prerequisites in order for him to defeat anger. So, for example, we know that in winter, a person might catch a cold or a flu. So a person, before winter hits, he gets prepared. He wears clothes, warm clothes, before he goes outside, for example, just to make sure that he does not get the cold and the flu. And that is just logical, that to make sure that you don't get any disease, that you take measures to prevent it from happening in the first place. Since anger itself is a moral vice and a moral disease, also requires me and you to take prior precautions. So the ulama, they come along and they say, there are things that one needs to have or do before anger even happens in the first place. What are these things? Let us take a break, then we talk about them.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
A bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifa al-Sajjadiyyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge. Just before the break, we said there are steps and stages that we need to take in order for us to cure anger. The first one was, the first stage is what is before, what we need to do before anger happens. One, they said a person needs to contemplate and think with a sharp mind at the sad, bad, devastating effects of anger itself. For it is the enemy of logic. For it is a destruction to the heart of the wise. For it is a soldier of shaitan. It is a weapon of destruction. So basically, all that means is that a human being, specifically a Muslim, a mu'min, needs to understand, needs to read the ahadith, the ayat of the Quran, and the narrations of the Ahlul Bayt, when they talk about anger, what is anger, how bad is anger, what initiates anger, and how to stop anger itself. So a person needs to educate himself in these diseases. The same thing with any other disease in the world. When a new disease comes out, the first thing people do is they educate themselves in that disease itself to make sure it does not happen to them. So that's the first thing, the first stage of trying to cure any disease, to make sure that I don't have it and won't have it to also begin with, is that I need to educate myself. And alhamdulillah wa shukr, glory and thanks be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the Quran and the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam, they have left no stone unturned in terms of trying to educate the Muslims and the followers of the Ahlul Bayt when it comes to these moral vices and moral diseases. So it is not an excuse for me or anyone to say I didn't know, or to go with the common saying that ignorance is a bliss. It's never a blessing when a person gets angry and, God forbid, ends up harming someone who he loves, or someone that he lives with, or someone in his environment or his society, his community, or any human being in this regard. Because human beings, at the end of the day, they're equal to us in humanity. It doesn't give me the right to get angry at them. Let us take a break and then we continue shortly after.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program Bridge, coming to you from IRIB English Radio. We said that the first stage in trying to defeat and cure anger is to understand and to contemplate and learn what anger is. Two, we need to also learn the goodness that comes with not being angry. So obviously there are two sides of the spectrum here. We have the good side and the bad side. So we know how bad anger is, how devastating it is, and the punishment for it. So we've learned all these things. Now we have to learn what would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give to those who control their anger. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward those who control their anger with? Obviously, when a sin is committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes. When that sin is not committed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards. So I get angry and then I control myself. I have a bit of patience. I have a bit of, more understanding. Allah can see that you're struggling. He can see that you're going through a problem. He can see that you're trying to hold and maintain yourself. And for this struggle that you go through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you. So we need to also read the ruwayat, the narrations, and the ayat, the verses of the Quran, in terms of the reward that one gets from controlling himself, from not being angry. So that's also the second thing that the ulama say that needs to be done as prior to anger itself. A third thing they mention is that we need to remove any obstacles that might ignite anger itself. And we also spoke about this in many, many episodes. And three, or four, I should say, that a person needs to understand what effects will happen on the outside or inside on the body itself of the person and the other people that he deals with. Because sometimes anger is not just a matter of me talking. Sometimes it becomes physical. When a person gets angry, sometimes people get a heart attack. Some people get a stroke. And sometimes people die out of just trying to get angry. Or they might get someone hurt on the outside as well. So we need to understand this devastating effect on the health of a person, be it the person who gets angry or other people, mentally and physically. So this is the first stage, that these things we need to keep in mind in order for us to control our anger. Inshallah, we will continue in episodes to come. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Al-Musawi, in the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio.
هرگز نگیرد تا ابد آقا کسی جای تو را هرگز مخواد از کف دهم عشق و تولای تو را
یا سجاد